The triad is a lively scene. As springtime dances in, homeowners are ready to sell, and their built equity is a win. Great homes will be for sale, with a new deal behind each door. The Sharp Mortgage Team is excited to help in the spring of 2024. With wisdom and commitment, we'll help you chart your move. A quick conversation and pre-approval will get you in the groove. With pre-approval secured, you'll be steps ahead, you'll see, ready to embrace the home buying journey with confidence and glee. From cozy cottages to sprawling estates, you'll find the perfect fit, and your real estate agent's skill set help and determine grit. With a wealth of knowledge and a heart for your buying success, we'll navigate the housing market, ensuring nothing less. Don't let the media fool you, you deserve a wonderful new nest. With the Sharp Mortgage Team, you're poised for nothing less than the best. Embrace the warmth of springtime, flowers, and skies of blue. Partner with the Sharp Mortgage Team. We're always here for you.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
A new chapter of soccer is being written in the Triad. Salem City FC debuts their inaugural season at Truist Sports Park Bermuda Run May 11th. The first of seven home fixtures on the dance card. Joining me on Triad Sports 101 is Chris Barnhart, managing partner, and Chris Williams, head coach. Both previously combined to earn the last four United Soccer League League Two championships in their same roles under the old Carolina Dynamo NC Fusion umbrella. After past ownership allowed Barnhart to seek a new investor base, Barnhart secured a new home under a new name and with a new vision for Winston-Salem. The best part, all of the staff and structure from the former Fusion franchise is remaining in place as part of the move to Winston. Now, Barnhart and Williams can achieve something that's never been done. Team up to win a fifth consecutive USL League Two title, and under new ownership and a new image, the club now has designs on USL League One, which would mean advancing from semi-pro status to a professional level in the coming years. That makes the inaugural season of Bermuda Run all the more important. From the results on the pitch to fan experience and embracing the city heritage of Winston-Salem, Barnhart and Williams are leading the charge in fielding a successful new club born from the richest of USL legacies. I'm Kyle Schasberger, and this is the story of Salem City FC with Chris Barnhart and Chris Williams on Triad Sports One-on-One. All right, May 11th, right around the corner. Where's the excitement at right now? The level of it, how palpable as we record less than 3 weeks from the Salem City FC opener? Chris Barnhart, managing partner, let's start with you.
Oh, thank you. It's going to be fun. And that's kind of the one thing we're pushing. We have an amazing group of players coming in that are going to really give the value to the fan coming in to watch. But we're also stressing the fan experience. So we are putting in bouncy houses and food trucks. And so it's a whole family event that we're bringing to Winston-Salem to kick this thing off.
What about you, Williams? This is year five for you, year five with Barnhart as well, as part of this Dynamo infusion, you know, the past, the present, now the future of Salem City FC. It's a reboot. How pumped are you for what's to come starting on May 11th?
Again, really, really excited. I think to have, obviously, Chris doing this, I think having Chris in the corner as he has been for the past 5 years is obviously really encouraging, and just kind of moving it to a different city now where we can have a little bit more ownership ourselves is quite exciting. So yeah, it can't come soon enough, I'll tell you that.
And I want to lean on Chris Barnhart now on kind of how all this came to be, you know, from what this franchise was, the former iterations to where we are today, and all of the fun plans and all of the legwork and heavy lifting, you know, since this was first announced at the end of 2023, to bring this to Winston-Salem and Bermuda Run specifically. So Chris, reboot, rebirth, rebranding, use whichever term you'd like, but formerly the Carolina Dynamo and North Carolina Fusion U23, latest iteration of professional football or soccer in the Carolinas and serving the Triad, is Salem City FC. Given the history, Chris, of one of the most storied USL franchises, explain the vision for this latest chapter, the motivating factors behind bringing this club to this portion of the Triad, and the history here connected to Winston-Salem, as well as specifically Bermuda Run.
We lean heavily on legacy. We truly believe that that's where these roots are coming from for this organization, starting all the way back in 93 when the Dynamo started, one of the oldest USL 2 teams in the franchise. NC Fusion bought the franchise in 2018. At that point, I took over the management of it as a general manager, and Chris Williams and Liam Davies took over the coaching side of it, and we built an amazing staff. And I think that's why this continues, is because we love each other. We are a family. We love the sport. We love what we're doing, and we're really good at it. Since Chris took over in 2018, it has been a winning franchise. So, and we've always wanted to split it off on our own. It was tied to NC Fusion, the youth organization, which in and of itself gave us some drawbacks, positives, but some drawbacks too. So in August of last year, we started talking to NC Fusion seriously about letting a new ownership group take it. They approved that. And in September, the new ownership group stepped up and bought the franchise from NC Fusion. And that's where we just started to take off. We're bringing over the exact same staff. So that's the wonderful thing about this is not new to us. We've been doing it for 5 years and we know what we're doing and we love what we're doing and the passion is there. So that's the exciting part of it for us.
What can you share about the investor part of that? Because that is so like fascinating to me. Do you put yourself up for bid? Like, do you have your inner circles of like, you know, sending feelers out there? Like you approached, you know, yeah, the former organization and owners and let them know, yep, like, hey, let us go, let us, you know, go shopping, if you, yep, will. But how do you get in contact with the right group to come in and inject this new energy and this new vision and help bring it to life?
I have been talking to folks for the last 3 years, because this has been something me and Chris have talked about since then, of how can we turn this into a team based in Winston, based around the Winston community, and you know, what is it going to take to do that? So I've had these discussions for a while. So at the end of the last season, I found four other partners who said they're willing to invest with me to buy the club. So they're friends, they're family, and they're great people. They are in the community of Winston. They believe in what we're doing, and they're as excited as everybody else. So I wish I could say that it was daunting, but it wasn't, because this is a really fun thing to bring to the city. So everybody I talked to was like, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, let's see if we can do this. And then it was just working with Fusion to finally say, can we buy the franchise this year? And Fusion finally understood what we were doing. They believed in what we were doing and said, yes, let's go ahead and make this happen.
Sure. So this is, you know, life's work of networking, connecting, yes, generating, yes, the right relationships. And when the timing was right, being able to, yep, pull the trigger, it's not putting the franchise up on Zillow or Craigslist or Facebook,
right, no,
Marketplace or
all,
any of those things. but before I lob things back over to Williams, the head coach, Barnhart, managing partner now, Chris, like every other country around the world playing soccer, and a lot of this too here on Triad Podcast Network and Triad Sports 1-on-1, Chris Squared, it's about education, right? It's about bringing awareness, yeah, to people who might not be as familiar with the structure of professional soccer in the United States, let alone, you know, overseas. But, you know, in every other country around the world, there's a football pyramid, is the way it's kind of been explained to me. Unlike other countries, though, the U.S. does not use a pro rel system, which is promotion and relegation. It's fixed membership between, you know, with the highest level of MLS and then USL Championship, USL League One. And then there's the fourth tier, USL League Two, which is the membership you've chosen or continued from the previous regimes or chapters of the organization. Why USL League Two? I promise there's a question. Why USL League Two? It's fit. And are the desires, are there any motivations to advance out of USL League Two at any point?
Yes, that was the founding reason for this, is we believe this area needs a pro team here. USL Two was our gateway into that. So we're bringing in the semi-pro team, which will start playing in May, as you said. And it's our intention to move up a level to USL One as quickly as possible. It's in the plans that hopefully that will happen about 2025 will be the initial season. No, I'm sorry. 2026 would be the initial season for the USL One team. We're in discussions to make that happen now.
I think, Kyle, as well, I think, you know, bigger picture, obviously you see everything that's happening, you know, surrounding Wrexham and things like that. And I think our bigger vision really is how incredible would it be if there was a professional team in every city. You know, if there was one in Greensboro, if there's a professional team in Winston, you know, and I think that right there, that then starts to change the culture. And that's how I feel that you really get that level of tribalism. You get that level of love for the game, where you have these cross-town rivalries, which I think would be incredibly exciting. So I think that for me is kind of big picture, where every city has a professional franchise and every city is proud of where they're from, and they want their team to win, and they want their team to beat Greensboro, they want their team to beat High Point, you know. And I think that right there would be an incredibly exciting model for the US and incredibly exciting for each community as well.
It's a perfect segue, Chris Williams, the head coach for Salem City FC. I want to know what it is that you love about what you do and your job now embarking on your fifth year of what will be a new era of soccer in the Triad, as we're documenting, with a new name, a new logo, a new home, all things I want to get to with both of you. And I know Chris Barnhart will be able to answer a lot of that. But you might be the most significant piece, Williams, to this machine that, for the most part, as I understand it, will remain the same. Barnhart has already said the same team is moving over, so there's not a lot of change here, just a new ownership group, new investment pool. But Chris Williams, for you as the head coach, what is it that you love about what you do, and what maybe previously in your career, whether it's your playing career, your previous stops, have most helped you for this moment in time as part of a rebrand and a reboot of sorts in Winston-Salem?
Yeah, I'll start by saying, you know, there's that quote that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And coaching is really much of a vocation. And for me, it was, I feel like it was something that I was born to do, in terms of I love the sport of football so much. It's a massive part of who I am and identity as a person, and whether that's good or bad. But one thing I will say is, just like, to echo what Chris said, really, we've got an incredible team, and I don't think there's many organizations or kind of cultures that can do what we do just because of the people that we have. It's very challenging to get people who love one another, who love the organization, who love what they do. And if you can kind of get that trifecta, it's kind of a match made in heaven. So we've got incredible. This was a very easy decision. It was very easy for us to all get on the same page. But we're really excited in terms of the quality of players that we have coming in. We are extremely looking forward to that first game on May 11th, and just excited for the boys to get in May 6th for our first training session. So, but in terms of why I do what I do, it's the pure love of the game and the people that I work with.
Who's ready for movie night? Our friends at the Ginther Group Real Estate are proud to sponsor another season of Innovation and Cinema at Bailey Park in downtown Winston-Salem's Innovation Quarter. The next film is Everything Everywhere All at Once and will be shown on Friday, May 17th. Bring your chair or blanket to Bailey Park for a great night of cinema from Aperture and food from a variety of local vendors. Pre-film fun begins at 7 p.m., and the movie starts at dark. These magical movie nights are made possible by the Ginther Group, the real estate experts we trust and showcase here on the Triad Podcast Network. Check their social media for info on each upcoming movie night. And for your real estate needs, call 336-283-8689 or visit theginthergroup.com. Buying, selling, investing, or just learning, whatever you need, start now. And like me, you can become a Ginther Group client for life.
May 6th is our first training session. What is your background in terms of your playing career? Give me the deep dive, the download. I've done a little bit of research, but yeah. tell the listeners, what are your credentials in terms of when you first became the head coach of this organization and what it was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and your playing career and how it was that you came to love the game?
Playing career really started like every young child, really, just kind of recreational soccer. And all of a sudden, you kind of develop this passion and love. And I can remember playing with friends on the streets in Flint, in North Wales. And from there, you're part of teams. And I was fortunate enough, as I was kind of going through the ages, I represented state teams and county teams and youth national teams, and also from there I played for a team called Oldham Athletic when I was 14 or 15, which at the time were in the Premier League at the time, and in the centre of excellence there, and I played there for a long period of time, and then left there, wasn't quite good enough to get a professional contract, and then I signed a club, my hometown club at Flint, when I was 16, playing men's soccer, which was in the second tier of the Welsh League, and then I signed at Connors Quay Nomads, which was in the Welsh Premier League at the time, and they do really well right now. They qualified for the Champions League and playing the Champions League qualifiers, and so I was there for a long period of time, and then decided to come to America because I got a couple of bad injuries, and I kind of wanted to pursue a professional career in the game, and I got a couple of injuries and decided, right, well, I need to do something with my life. I need to gain an education, but I also need to continue to play. And that's when I came over here to America and played out in California with my first year at a school called Holy Names, and left there. The college wasn't as competitive as I wanted it to be, so I left for a school in Kentucky, in the middle of nowhere, called Lindsey Wilson College. And Lindsey Wilson had, basically, it was a team full of youth internationals. It was incredible. It was like the United Nations. It was unbelievable in terms of the level of football and the people that I met. And then played there for 3 years, was successful as a player and as teams as well. We won a couple of national championships, which was great. And then I had a choice then, upon graduating, do I continue to play or do I coach? And I had a couple of different opportunities, and really my heart decided that I should coach. And obviously I don't regret it for one moment, because I get to impact incredible amount of people's lives, even if it's a tiny impact, but through the sport that I love. And from there, I coached at the University of Northwestern Ohio as an assistant for a while, and then left there to get a head coach's job at Coker University. I was there for 5 years. And then during that time, I was also doing the technical director of a youth club too. And then this job came up here at NC Fusion to be the head coach of the USL 2 program, Carolina Dynamo, and to coach some of the youth teams. And I did my research on Carolina Dynamo because I played at the time, it was called PDL then. And the Dynamo were an incredible franchise. And for me, I was like, this is a brilliant opportunity. And then I applied for the job and I was fortunate to get it. And then, which has kind of led us to this point now. And, over the 5 years that we've been here, we've won the league every year, which is huge. And I actually heard someone tell me the other day, a player who we were recruiting, he said, I've done my research. And actually, if you win the league again, the fifth time, no USL League 2 has ever done that. So that kind of has really motivated me and Liam and the players as well to say, wow, we're on the brink of a bit of history here. So there's that. Obviously, we've got to national finals and we've won regional finals. And I think, obviously, our goal always, and Chris can tell you this, is we want to create an environment where we can get players to the next level. And that's what we're about. We are about creating an environment where we can create better players that they can then go on and become professional players or go on and become incredible coaches. But that's what we're about. We're about trying to put players into the next level. And my hope is that in the next 2 years, we won't have to do that because, we'll have a professional franchise here. So we can bring players to Winston-Salem to be professional. So that's kind of a very short and sweet information about my journey and kind of what we're about.
No, that's awesome. And the tandem of you and Barnhart have been together since 2018. I mean, there's a lot I can unpack from that last answer. One of my next questions before I volley it back over to the other Chris, Chris Williams, was the challenges of the players. And you started to dive a little bit into that. And I'm curious if you could just tell us, in the most layman's terms way possible, like, who are these guys? Where are you finding these players? Because this is being semi-pro, being the fourth tier of this pyramid system, if you will. And I know you said, and it's beautiful, you want to create an environment to get players to the next level. But in a lot of cases, when you're on that bottom tier or that USL League 2, in all likelihood, these guys probably aren't going to make it to the MLS, the majority of them, at least on the whole. So how difficult is that in terms of being able to motivate guys, find the right guys? Are there tryouts? Are you pulling them off the collegiate pitch? Where do they come from, and how do you keep these guys motivated to extract and get as much out of them that you can day in and day out?
Yeah, that's a brilliant question. So it's a difficult, well, it's not a difficult one to answer, but it could be a long one in terms of the answer. Now, first and foremost, we look for the right people. Without the right people, good luck. And for us, it's about getting the right people and getting the culture right, because the reality is we have 3 months of these players, you know, so we've got to make sure we're bringing in the right players who have the right intentions, who have the right motivations, because if you don't, the season's finished quite quickly. In terms of where we get the players, we get the players from all over the world. I'd say 85% of the players are playing collegiately right now, whether that's Division 1, 2, 3, NAIA or junior college. And we don't discriminate in terms of where we bring the players from, in terms of level. And we know that there are tremendous amounts of incredible players at all different levels. And for us, we watch an incredible amount of footage on players. We rely heavily on our network of coaches that we have who are working in the game. And we try and bring in the best players we possibly can. But again, not just the best players, you know, the best people too. Because like I said, it's a short season. And if you don't get the right people in, it's tough. It's very, very tough. So that's what we'll do. That's what we've done this year. And, you know, the hope is that we can put it together in such a short period of time.
It's time to get serious about your financial future. It's never too early, but it could be too late to get started. And that's oftentimes the hardest part, getting started. How much do I save? Where do I invest? Do I save for college or retirement? How much for each? And who do I talk to about it all? Okay, we'll keep things simple for now and help you answer the last one. We recommend you begin with a local financial advisor. And that's Jennifer Johnson of Three Magnolias Financial Advisors. She'll sit down with you for a complimentary introductory consultation and go over all of your questions. Get started on the path to achieving your financial goals. Visit 3magnoliasfinancialadvisors.com or call 336-701-1600. Get comfortable with your financial future. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors, retirement, financial planning, and investments. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors and Cetera Advisor Networks are not affiliated. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
And May 6th is the first training session ahead of that May 11th opening date, which is a home fixture at Truist Sports Park. We'll get to the venue here with Chris Barnhart, but I want to start with the name and the logo. Let's start with the name. How did we settle on Salem City FC, Chris?
As Chris Williams talked about, we are a believer that soccer is moving towards city-based teams. And that was one reason why moving from NC Fusion, which was a triad-based organization, to us moving to Winston and making it a Winston-based team. Salem City came about as all of us got together and started talking. What's important to us? And we started talking about heritage and where we came from in the soccer roots, but also where are we from in the city of Winston. So when we talk about Winston-Salem, Salem was the original. So we started gearing in on Salem and coming up with different name combinations. And Salem City is the one when it came up, everybody said, yeah, that's it. That's what we're going with.
And it kind of has, you know, as a guy that isn't a soccer or football nut, It has that association, might be the right word, because you're familiar with a lot of the clubs and a lot of the competition across the pond, and you're seeing more MLS teams and other, you know, the tiered teams throughout the country adopt some of those unique organizational names that are specific to soccer, correct?
Absolutely.
The logo, it's not just a ram, okay? and if you haven't seen the logo, you know, you'll see it whether I'm promoting it however you find this. You could be in a bar, local watering hole. You can be in a shopping center in Winston or in the Tri. You're going to see posters. They're everywhere. They're popping up. I was at Fitland Fish the other day, and there was a big one in the bathroom that I was checking out that reminded me, oh, yeah, I'm talking to these guys on Monday, as if I needed the reminder. However, that logo, it's not just a ram, and it is amazing. More of a mythological feel to it, which I love. It infuses like two other species. You've got, well, I'll let you explain. Tell me, explain the logo for us.
We have an incredibly talented marketing graphic designer that's working for us, Matt Barnhart. And when we started talking about how we're bringing a lot of things together to create this team, multiple things. Not only are we talking just about the players that we're bringing in, but we're also trying to bring in the community that's around us. The original idea from that of the beast, it's a chimera. So it's a ram, it's a lion, and it is a snake. And not only does that bring the three cities into the logo, but it also brings in our playing style. So and Chris can probably tell you more about that, but we got the fierceness of the lion, we got the boldness of a ram, and we got the cunning of a snake, which really makes up our playing philosophy.
Yeah, Chris, go ahead, chime in. What do you think of the logo?
No, it's incredible. When initially the designs came out and we were shown, we were blown away. It was also something. It was something that Matt put together last year, and we actually kind of adopted some of the graphics into NC Fusion at the time. Which now has morphed into this incredible city logo. So it's amazing. As Chris said, we've got incredible people who are doing incredible work from a design perspective. And every person I speak to, whether I'm walking down the street and I have a Salem City jersey on, they're always looking and they're like, wow, that's really cool. Where did you get that from? So, and some of the streetwear online is incredible as well. So that's a bit of a plug as well. So if you want to get some streetwear, please go to Salem City, SalemCityFC.com. You can get some streetwear there.
Yeah, tickets, season passes available as well. I'll be sure to expand upon that in a moment. But the kits, I mean, have we gotten to hold these? Have we gotten to feel these yet? Are they still in production? I mean, what can we expect about the way this team is going to look and the fit that they'll have on the pitch this year?
This was the thing that kept me up most nights waiting for them to come in. They have come in. They are going to be the most unusual uniforms I think anybody's seen. We've leaned into Winston-Salem's Art Deco history for our away uniform. You're going to see symbolism on there showing the Winston, showing the Reynolds building on there. That's a truly historic Art Deco building and some of the other buildings around Winston-Salem. In addition to that, our home jersey goes back even deeper. The pattern on our home jersey is actually the originally printed textile for the area that happened to be Moravian. So they went and found that and kind of dug it up and said, how can we make this work inside of our home jersey? And they did a phenomenal job. They are very dynamic, both the home and the away.
I know we're going a bit long. I hope y'all don't mind if we go another 5-10 minutes or so. I got a lot I got to get in, and you know, there's so much information here. And speaking of the home game, so let's go there, Chris Barnhart. Truist Sports Park at Bermuda Run will be the home for Salem City FC with three home fixtures in May, starting on the 11th, as we've talked about. That's against Charlotte Independence. Three more slated for June. Final regular season match July 13th with the Charlotte Eagles. At what point did Truist Sports Park factor into the process of this rebrand and taking the club west down I-40?
Size of pitch. That was a huge thing for us to try to find. We wanted to play on a full-size pitch, anywhere from 110 to 120 by about 80 wide. And those don't exist in many places. Most of the universities that had them in the area, they like to rest their grass over the summer, as you would expect, make sure they're in the tip-top shape when they play in the fall. Truist has a phenomenal facility when it comes to that size. They have the exact size we need. The grass is beautiful. It's going to make for amazing play. And it is in an area that we can get people in and out. So it's not too far out, but it's also not too far in. So it's going to be it's just in a nice area for those people to come in and attend the game. But it all came down to playing is really what it came down to. What's going to give our players that experience?
You prefer that as well, I'm sure, right, Chris Williams?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think ultimately you have to have an environment that's going to get the best out of the players. And pitch size and facility is certainly one of those things that is paramount and high up on the priority list.
And for those who go ahead.
I will throw in there that sports facility NC Fusion runs, they have been incredibly supportive and have really allowed us to do some things that other places wouldn't. It's something as simple as having Wise Man, one of our partners, come out and serve beer on the location. So we'll be able to do that. The fact we can bring in bouncy houses, there's not many places that will let you do that. But the NC Fusion folks have really been behind us and said, what can we help? What can we allow you to do that's going to make this the best fan experience?
Sure. And fans can experience that firsthand starting on May 11th. Again, 7 home fixtures, tickets as low as $10 is what I saw. You can purchase those, gather more information online, SalemCityFC.com. There's some swag there that Chris Williams has already noted. I'm going to circle back to him on the fan response because he already, you know, peeled back the curtain a little bit on getting stopped man on the street style when people see that logo on a jersey or a piece of apparel that he's wearing. But season passes also available, SalemCityFC.com for all the home fixtures. So tell me more about the response since we've rolled all this out and you guys are guerrilla marketing or, you know, all the social media stuff. I mean, tell me what else there is. Barnhart, we'll start with you. What are the advertising efforts? How much is involved in this? I got to imagine it's a lot. And like I said earlier, you know, it's hard to miss Salem City FC, you know, marketing and promotion out there as we, you know, zero in and near the start of the season.
We are doing, I mean, it's an overused term, but truly grassroots guerrilla marketing. It is what we're truly pushing this thing through. Whether that's social media, we're trying to be out in the community a lot. Last week, we were at 5 different locations with Meet the Coaches events, having coffee with the coaches at Moji Coffee, which is one of our nonprofits we're supporting, Wise Man Brewery. And one thing that just happened to happen, which I'll give a plug for, is in 2021, we had a film crew in bed with the team. And they made a full-length documentary about it. That documentary got released at River Run this year.
Oh, wow.
I think that's going to have a tremendous effect on it because it is a truly emotional documentary. It's not just about soccer. It's about life. And it's the same coaching staff. It's the same management staff. It's the same folks you'll see in the video are the same ones that are pulling this over to Winston. So it's well worth looking up if you have time to go and see it. It's a great movie.
That's really cool. I was not aware of that. And certainly that's going to help, like you said, familiar faces for you to generate these relationships, this connection, you know, with some that happened just a couple of years ago. And those same people are all still around. So Chris Williams, again, the response, you talked about some guys stopping you or looking at your shirt or asking questions, people all around, whatever it may be. I mean, you're wearing a shirt right now talking to us. I need one of those. And I know I can get it at SalemCityFC.com. How much does, you know, the response to this point, before you even played a game, Chris, as the new team with this new identity in this new era, the fact that people have, you know, received this idea and are asking the sort of questions that they are, and interest seems to just be, you know, more amplified by the day. How much confidence does that give you? Not that you might need it, but it's got to make you feel good that, hey, people are really interested in getting behind this idea. And I can't wait to field the team and to coach a team out there starting on May 11th, because they seem like they're really going to get behind us. That's certainly got to help the process here in the preseason as we build up the hype towards the start.
Yeah, it just excites you. That's what it does. It really excites you, just knowing that there are people kind of in your corner supporting you and want this project to do so well, because we think it's just bigger than 2, 3, 4, 5 people. This is a community-driven opportunity, and we want this to be here not just for 2 years, 3 years. We want this to be here for 20, 30, 40 years. You know, that's our goal. And then on the other side of that is we feel a tremendous amount of responsibility, you know, as coaching staff and even as the players. When the players come in May 6th, you know, that will be the message to the players that there's an expectation And this is what we expect as a coaching staff, and this is what we expect as a football club. But you also have a responsibility to give back to the community and some of the things that we will be doing as a team in terms of community events, etc. But also in terms of on the pitch too. We want people to come to the event and smile and be excited, about the event. And that it's an incredible environment. But not only an incredible environment, but an incredible watch of soccer. And that's something that inspires us. Obviously, we just can't wait for it.
Chris Williams, we'll stay with you. Tell me about the schedule and the USL League Two, the competition, that you got to go up against. How deep is it? How challenging is it? And as you look at the schedule home and away, what might stand out and the opportunity, ahead of your team in trying to stack together some wins here between now and July?
Yeah, it's been getting better year after year, and it continues to get better. One team has dropped out of the league, but another team has come in from South Carolina called South Carolina United. They're a top team. They're a top team. They're typically in the top 10 to 20 teams in the USL League 2. So the teams are just going to get better. And I think oftentimes, we've said this to the players before, but because of our successes before, there's a target on our back. And, for everybody, they want to beat the new kids on the block. They want to beat a new franchise. And, because of the support that we had, players and teams are always going to bring their best versions of themselves against us. And we've got to understand that, and we've got to realize that. So, but again, it's just all exciting stuff. It's going to make the players better, playing in a better environment against better players and against better teams. And it'll make the coaches better and the staff better as well, because ultimately what we have to do is we have to raise our game, and we've got to make sure that we're ready come May 11th.
Let's conclude with this. The academy structure and how the youth levels are impacted. What tie-in is there for this current iteration? I would imagine there is some. And if there isn't yet, how do you build or grow and continue to foster, the support of the youth levels and what that structure, might do to benefit both sides, not just for Salem City FC, beginning on May 11th and even now, but into the future and what this sport has.
This summer, we do have a USLA team, which is the USL Academy team forming. It'll play basically from June till August is when they'll play. And we'll be bringing players from all the different clubs around town to all come in and play and try out and see if they can make the team. That's their first entry point, is to join that USLA. Now, in the future, when we move up a level, then we will try to shoot for an Academy year-round play. But we're not to that point yet. And we'll coordinate that with the youth clubs around, because we need that youth club component to stay strong and supportive. And we're there to support them in their efforts to get the youth soccer game out there. So whether it's NC Fusion or whether it's Rush or any of the other local clubs around, we're supporting them in their efforts. And hopefully that will impact us.
Now, you said 2026 USL League One is the goal.
That's the
correct
goal.
That's the goal.
Yes.
What would stop you from achieving that goal?
I wish I could say nothing. But the next round to reach USL One, of course, we'd have to fundraise again. So we got to find those people who have seen us play. And I think a lot's going to happen this year after the first couple games. I think we'll start building that interest to get the future investors in to help us do the USL One move. But it does come down to investment. The other thing is we have to have plans for a stadium. So that's something else that we have been considering, is where would that be? What would that look like? But that's right now, that's USL One. We got to get that first. And then we have the 5 years to move down the road.
Chris Williams, anything to add? Anything maybe I've missed? And Barnhart, you can piggyback on too. Final word though, I'll defer to you first, Williams. It's been a pleasure having you both on. This has been amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
No, we appreciate you, your support, Kyle. And I think for us, well, then, just come out and watch the game. There may be people on this, on the podcast who listen who've never seen a soccer match before, And I just urge people just to come out, give it a try, and see what Winston-Salem soccer has to offer. And I'll leave it right there. But please come May 11th to be your first home game. So please come out, support, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
It's going to be fun. I know I keep saying that, but that's the reason we do this. Yes, we have a passion for the game. We have a passion for each other. But if it's not fun, we wouldn't be doing it. and it is going to be a fun fan experience.
SalemCityFC.com. Again, tickets, season passes, merchandise, it's all there. Chris Barnhart, managing partner, Chris Williams, head coach, have been together. We'll be now 5 years. Season begins on May 11th.
Thank you. We'd love it. Kyle.
See you out at Bermuda Run. I know many of our listeners will be out there supporting Salem City FC as well. Be sure to connect with Salem City FC online at SalemCityFC.com and on Instagram at SalemCity_FC. Facebook and X at Salem City FC. I'm Kyle Schatzberger at Kyle Schatz, and this has been Triad Sports One-on-One.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.